Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Marcianne Cheek, and this is my show, Say What? When? Where? And most importantly, why? Tonight, I'm going to share with you a talk that my friend David Hulse gave in Morgantown, West Virginia on July 4th of this year. So as our country is celebrating its birthday, it seemed to me that we are just becoming more divided than ever before. The Trayvon Martin murder has resurrected to the surface some deep feelings of hatred and separation among us, blacks and whites and Hispanics all living in this country in our precious environment of freedom and equality, and yet there seems to be more separation and fear and economic differences and profiling and bigotry. Did Zimmerman profile Trayvon? Yes, he certainly did. Well, there had been a rash of burglaries in his neighborhood by teenage black kids, and he's the watcher for the neighborhood, and 9 incidences had been reported to the police. So when he sees another black teenager wandering the streets of his neighborhood, he's instantly on alert. And is his suspicion about Trayvon correct? Well, Trayvon had just been put out of school from his high school for drug abuse. And drug users need money to buy drugs, and Trayvon already had 2 felonies on his young record. So, yes, his suspicions are correct. And we all have these suspicions. And many times our suspicions are correct, and our actions and reactions are justified. But it seems to me that the worst place we have in this country of separation and hatred and fear and profiling and bigotry is in our religious practices. Now, we're supposed to be a country that celebrates freedom of religion, and we do have freedom of religion here, but it seems like this freedom of religion has only accentuated our differences and created a bigger place of separation and hatred and fear and profiling and bigotry. So now the only way out of all of this separation and hatred and fear and profiling and bigotry is to somehow find a bigger truth that can unite us. And I believe that my friend David Hulse has the answer, and he shares a little about this bigger truth on this talk he's going to give you. And if you will listen all the way through to the end of David's talk, I will then share a very simple and a very clear way for us to eliminate all these walls that we have built around ourselves and to be able to be in love and acceptance of all people, regardless of color or politics or sexual persuasion or religion or culture. Does that sound impossible? It's not. It's simple and it's easy to do. So first now, let's listen to David's talk.
Are you saved? So I'll go through that again. I went through it last night. But you that remember the word saved, I looked it up, I checked it out, I've never found anywhere where the word saved is used. Jesus used the word saved or anything being saved or being saved anywhere that had to do with being saved from going to hell or being saved from your sins. The word saved, mostly translated in that Strong's Concordance, comes from the word sozo. Spelled S-O-Z-O, but pronounced sozo, and it mostly means healing or protection. Well, it's universal. Yeah, it's for everybody. But it has nothing to be saved from anything. It's a word that means to be healed. And here's what heal means. To be restored and remember your wholeness. So if you're being saved from anything, it's from the lack of a memory of who you truly are. That's what you're saved from. You're saved from what the Bible calls ignorance, or to be uninformed or unenlightened. We talked about that last night too. That's all the word ignorance means. It doesn't mean you're stupid. It just means you're uninformed and unenlightened about something, and you have forgotten it. That's why the Holy Spirit comes in, to take that slack, to take that place in you of where you've lost your memory. The Holy Spirit becomes your memory. It brings all things to remembrance in that. So are you saved? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And of course, they're going to put on you, there's no other way to one's salvation, to be saved from eternal punishment, but by Jesus Christ, or through Jesus Christ. And then they're going to give you the scripture what? I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no man, what? Cometh to the Father except by me. So that means Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, and anybody else out there, Sufis, anybody of any other school of thought, even spiritual thought, will not be allowed to be a part of eternal life after death. And some are extremely fanatical about that. We still have extremists out there who have no compassion whatsoever when you say something like, you mean the little person in the tribe in Africa had a heart attack and died while the missionary was trying to get to them, and the missionary didn't make it and they died, so they will spend their time in hell. And some will say yes. So you have all kinds of shades of literal fundamentalism. There's no doubt about it. But you do have extremists that don't give at all based upon the letter of that scripture. Now, how would you deal with that? And I've covered this with you, so you should know this. How do you deal with this idea of Jesus being exclusive? And how would you bring them into inclusivism? How would you do it? So every knee shall bow, every tongue shall repeat, shall do it. Okay. There's no difference in Christ. But let me bring you back to the literalism of this scripture. I want you to deal with this scripture. Don't go out somewhere else. This scripture, this is all they care about. They don't care about the other scriptures. They're hanging on to this scripture. I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man can come to the Father but by me. That's what you got to deal with. You got to deal with that scripture. How? Can you, out of that scripture, take it out of exclusivism into an inclusive consciousness or idea? Okay. I've really covered this a lot of times. This is why I'm checking you out. This is God's 101 finals, okay? Graduation. All right? And when I say this, you're going to go, oh, I knew that. Here's the thing. First of all, the ego system, which I believe religion is, Religion is based on the ego's perception of things. And the ego's system is always pretty much based on the five senses and what the five senses sees, which it always sees the body first. So it's the body is the central symbol of the perception. It always sees matter first. So it sees Jesus, the body, the man. So they assume that this statement is coming directly from the origin of Jesus. Now, Jesus is extremely clear to tell everybody that what he teaches comes from somewhere else. Am I right or wrong? He's just saying, I'm the mediator. Today we'd say, I'm the channel. I'm just channeling something here. Yeah, I just gotten out of the way. Out of the way. What's this song y'all sing again about the wind on the something? Yeah, Master of the Wind is here. But does that make sense to you? That's important that you understand that. Jesus was clear. I only say what I hear my Father. And what does the word Father mean? Starter or place of origin and consciousness. So whatever Jesus said started in his spirit, but when he said, you're of your father, the adversary, it started in their brain, which came from the outside information. So you had two starting points going on. The starting point of the spirit being channeled through a man called Jesus, and you had a religion coming from the brain of human beings, which had been passed down from the outside from generation to generation, which was filled with the ordinances of mankind, which made the Word of God of no effect within. So let's make it clear. Nothing that is of spirit came from Jesus, but rather came through Jesus. So, is Jesus saying he was the way and the only way? No. Something through Jesus was saying, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life, and no man can come through me. So, to me, I am is saying I'm the way. Now, if I am is the way, coming through Jesus, then isn't I am more a universal, inclusive term than who somebody is by a physical identity? That's why it says at some point, know no man after the flesh, not even Jesus by the flesh. It was important that we get through the veil of the human flesh to get to the origin, because my Father seeketh you to worship in spirit and in the truth. The truth is in the spirit, because the spirit shall Father and origin the truth that makes you free. Now, I'm not Jesus. Can't be Jesus. Don't necessarily know that I want to be Jesus. I'm me. Now, when I say I am me, I'm speaking about a universal identity in an individual personality. Ooh. Here, I thought I was going to be simple. Think about it. I am is a universal thing. Me is just me. David. There's nobody like me. I'm an individual persona. I have my own story. I have my own experiences. I have my own tastes. I have my own experiences. That's me. Even Paul talked about the difference that sin dwelleth not in this, but in me dwelleth this. I mean, he made such a difference between I and me and, you know, remember that scripture, I don't know where it is, but it's an interesting scripture how that he talks about the different aspects of who he is. Everybody, nobody else can say they're me, but everybody can say I am. Are you with me? Everybody. The alcoholic standing up in Alcoholics Anonymous this morning will start out, I am an alcoholic. Now, not everybody's an alcoholic, but everybody is I am. Across town at the Pentecostal church, there's somebody testifying, or will in the morning, maybe they are today if they're Seventh-day Adventists, or whatever they are, and they're saying, I am saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, not everybody is saved like they believe, or filled with the Holy Ghost like they believe, but everybody is, I am. Then there's a political meeting going on somewhere, and somebody says, I am a Republican. Or I am a Democrat. Or I am a Libertarian. Or I am independent. Or whatever. See, the brain is like a child. A child up to 3-4 years old never hears the word don't slam the door. Am I right or wrong? Don't slam that door. Bang! All they heard was slam the door. And the brain is like a child. The carnal mind is like a child that never hears the origin which all existence of life comes from, and that is I am here. The voice of the I am, call it God, Spirit, or whatever you want to, speaks first, because it is Alpha. All we hear is Democrat, Republican, atheist, alcoholic, straight, gay. All we hear is labels. And we build our entire society built upon labels that bump against each other and fight against each other and cause prejudice and cause racism and causes all of the social cultural battles that go on today all the way to the great wars that take place. No, it did not come from Jesus. It came through Jesus. I give honor to Jesus as being the door, being the way, being a portal, being a man, us, a man, not a human, but a man without the hue. What manner of man is this? I'll tell you what manner he was. He wasn't a hewed down version of a man, but he was the shade that his creator is. And that's in the word image. When man was created in the image of God, look up the word image and it means shade. Now think about it. You have different shades of color. If I give you a pure bright red and I begin diluting it down with water, I will get lesser shades of red. We call that hueing color. Hues of color. There's hues of green. Hues of blue. There's stronger, more pure hues. There's lesser, paler. And somehow man became a lesser shade than that which man was created to be and became a hewed down man or human. But nowhere does it say, and that's where we have to, that's what we have to pull out of this story of Jesus being born of the Virgin and all of that. I could go into that whole thing metaphysically and understand the Visica Pisces and all of this, but the bottom line is he came on a frequency in which he did not come through the same shade or hue that other human beings were being incarnating on. He was a step higher but it's a step we can attain. Are you hearing me? So he came in as a model or prototype of a different shade. And he wasn't as hued as human beings incarnate on. But he was the Son of Man without the hue. And what are we to become? A new man. A new creation man. That's what man means. It doesn't mean boys and girls and whatever. It means, amen, a species, a race that is attaining the same shade or vibration than their creator. That's why vibration plays a part. Now, I'm not saying tuning forks is it, but that's why I think we who were in music and rhythm and tambourines and clapping our hands and all of that, I do think we got to jump on it than those who were just sitting, our Father, who art in heaven. No, no, no. We got to jump on it because we got the rhythm. We got the rhythm. We got in the groove. Huh? We got into the vibration. And the vibration began to raise us. This is how, this is how the same spirit that raised Jesus' vibration shall raise your vibration, your mortal vibration. Oh, somebody hear me. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal bodies. Now, I've always thought the word quicken means to make alive, but trace it back in that book to another word that says speed up. What does it speed up? The spin. The spin of your electron. It's called the valence electron in your etheric body begins to change its spin as it's retuned to a different frequency of vibration, which changes you to a different shade in the spectrum of color and vibration. That's why I keep saying growing up in the fullness of Him, growing up in the fullness of the stature. Making sense at all? Changing the spin. Because the electron spins around the nucleus of every cell. It's following a third dimensional spin of time and space. But what if all of a sudden, fifth dimension energy came in, which is Christ consciousness, by the way. Christ consciousness is fifth dimensional energy. That's why some of you got the Holy Spirit did some spinning. Some of you couldn't even hold the spin. And down you went. Huh? That's right. Some got the Holy Spirit and went, woo! Spin, 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 dance, 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 dance. Some just... And as those that didn't do this, it went... Because when we started the dancing and moving our bodies, we were being tuned to the frequency of the Holy Spirit, which is fifth dimensional Christ consciousness penetrating into the personal human consciousness of the human. What I'm describing to you is resurrection in the Bible. It is called resurrection, which is the Greek word anastasis. Anastasis. Who cares? It's Greek. But that's where the word comes from, so you care. You care because they did not use the word resurrection in English 2,000 years ago. Nobody said resurrection. There was no word resurrection available on the planet. So we do care on what in the world were they talking about 2,000 years ago. Definition is standing up again. And it is interesting that every time in the Bible it says, and Jesus raised again. So resurrection isn't a one-time thing, like they're talking about, like it's a major event that happens at some point and is returning. We in the graves, you know, shall hear his voice, we shall come out of that. That's what I'm trying to get to this morning, just a little bit. Hold on here. Because we're going to do something different tonight, so I've got to get a double message coming in here. Standing up again, raised to life again, and recovery of spiritual truth. Now, blessed are those in the first resurrection. The word first comes from the Greek word protos, meaning foremost in time, place, or order, from the root word meaning superior. And I had trouble with the word superior, so I had to study and read that and not get the ego's version of being superior. It doesn't mean superior as differently. It means superior as being the first, as the first of a harvest. So, resurrection is a recovery of memory. It is a recovery of the memory we have lost by coming into the density of the human spectrum of becoming a living soul rather than a life-giving spirit. From losing the fact that God created a man in his shade, we have become the human race. So the process is climbing Jacob's ladder, we could say, the rungs representing the different levels of the spectrum of higher frequency that takes more and more of the hue out of the man, until the man becomes a pure spiritual physical being. At that point, there will be no separation between the inner and the outer, the spirit and the physical. All of that will be totally integrated into a new species. And we all have talked about the new creation, man. So the resurrection first and the resurrection are those who attain truth while yet in the physical body. I thought the resurrection was after you die. No. It says, blessed are those in the first resurrection, means those who get it while they're still in their physical body. Not when they're going through the tunnel and saying, I could have had a V8. What good is that going to do you? Somebody's got to get it while they're here in these mortal bodies. The life of Jesus Christ has to be made manifest in the mortal body, Paul writes and says. It's written that Paul says that. Again, first resurrection are for those who attain the truth while in the physical body. Well, what is the truth? I mean, the truth is a bunch of revelation? Uh-uh. No. It's not all these revelations you've learned. I mean, if Jesus Christ himself would appear and say, okay, you've got to give me the truth, and you're probably going to think, the truth about what? Which one do you want? The truth about you, the truth about hell, the truth about heaven, the truth about sin, the truth about this, the truth. No. He says, I just want to know the truth. What is the truth? Well, I don't know about you, but my experience is I have found nothing absolute in this third dimensional world. There's nothing absolute. Everything is ever evolving. Everything is in entropy. Everything is decaying. Everything is dying. There's not even a noun in the third dimension. There's not even a noun. Now, piece of paper sounds like a noun. Paper. Paper's a noun. Thank you. But here's the thing. Even though your brains don't see this, this paper is slowly in the state of entropy or decay. And if you'd leave it long enough and leave it alone, you'll come back and you'll see it harden and yellow, and eventually it'll just crumble into pieces. Everything. Furniture in here, your body. I mean, you got to keep brushing those teeth, you got to keep putting the deodorant on, you got to keep washing it. Why? Because dead cells all the time. You're just dying. There's always death, death, death. We're the body of death. You got to keep your house up, right? You got to change the hot water tank and, yeah, a commode once in a while, some faucets. I mean, if you don't, forget it. Because nothing's a noun. Everything is maybe a slow verb. So we could say this is papering rather than it's paper. But my brain doesn't see the papering. My brain doesn't see the cells in you dying right now and recreating them. So I don't see it. So I see a body, but you're really bodying. Does that make sense at all? That's just too ridiculous. But it's true. And I don't know about you, but I came out of the womb looking for the truth. I came here in this lifetime. This was my quest. This was my destiny. Nothing was more important than the truth as a child. I mean, it wasn't sports. It wasn't anything else. Everybody was going for this and that and another. But as a small child, none of those things was important to me. I knew that's not what I was here for. Now, the only sport I was really good at was track. I held a high jump record for a few years in high school, and, you know, track could have been my thing. But I tell you, I just did it because you just had to do something. Everybody wanted me to play basketball because I was tall, and I could play basketball. I was not coordinated at all to hit a basketball into a little ring, and I didn't get the point anyway of why it's important to do that. So I was always trying to be pushed into something, but I could run fast. I knew I was going to have to learn to run real fast through life. I knew that one. I said, that's the one I need to go for, the running one. Because I'm going to run fast when I need to. Oh, my. So blessed are those in the first verse, those who get it in the physical body. So one of the words meaning to recover. The word recover means re again. Anytime you see R-E, you know again. Restore. How can you restore something that's not already been? Huh? How can you receive something that you not already had? Okay? So re always is a prefix in English for again. To recover is to again cover or discover. Re means again, and it's Jesus saying, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection. Why was Jesus the resurrection? Because Jesus came in a physical mortal body and knew the truth, which was his identity. That was his truth. His message was not against abortion, homosexuality. He really wasn't a man that had a message to be against all these things. You won't find anything where he mentioned any of that kind of stuff that has become so relevant to conservative, fundamental, right-wing Christian thinking. Now, I am not in any way making any judgment on those things to you. That's up to you to make your own decision on what is right for you and what is wrong for you. But I'm telling you, Jesus did not deal with any of those issues whatsoever. Because that was not his purpose to be here. His purpose was to bring the truth. Not the truth about divorce and remarriage and sexuality. That's not what he came for. He came to bring the truth. And the truth was, I am. And that's the only absolute truth that I know stands, that does not go into decay. Are you saved?
If you would like to get in touch with David, his website is www.lightwithin.com, And his telephone number is 980-949-8921. And his book is Take Another Look, which goes into all of the fundamental Christian teachings and reveals the bigger truth that Jesus was saying. And you can order the book on his webpage. Now, this bigger truth that it is always the I am speaking is so critical for us to understand if we are ever going to, first of all, come into the measure of the stature of the fullness of our power as a son and daughter of God, and secondly, to be able to look into the eyes of every single person on the face of the earth and see the divine spark of God that beats their heart. You know, we've all come from the same place, and we are all made exactly the same. I am Marcy Ann, and my radio show is my platform to speak my truth, and my desire is to see us all united in this one big truth. Everyone gives God form. You know, from the very beginning, there was no form. And we came out of the light. God said, let there be light, and the forms of God began to come forth. And the last form to come forth was man, who was made in the image and likeness of God. And from that moment on, we speak from the I am. Every single person speaks from the I am. So when Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life, and I am the resurrection, Jesus was saying, when you see me, you see the Father. The Father and I are one. And Jesus said, the things that I do, you will do, and greater things will you do. So Jesus is the prototype. Jesus is the example. But it's God's desire that every single one of us come into this realization and be manifested as sons and daughters of God, who will come into the knowledge of the truth while they are in the flesh, which is the first resurrection. Those of us who realize it in the flesh, Jesus said he was God in the flesh. We have to realize every single person that breathes the breath of God is God in the flesh and speaks from the I am. Now, by understanding this bigger truth, we will have wholeness in our life, and we will be in unity and an acceptance with all of our fellow men. Thereby, we will live in peace and harmony with no more separation, hatred, fear, profiling, or bigotry. Well, aloha in the Hawaiian language is such a wonderful word. It means loving and being loved. It means I love you, I'm sorry, I miss you, be healed, hello, and goodbye. And so for now, this is Marcy Ann saying aloha to you. Tune in next week, same time. Can't get my music to play, so I'm just going to say aloha.